This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In a victory for black voters and democracy, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that Alabama's congressional map dilutes black voter strength. Now the Alabama legislature must redraw its maps for the 2024 election and add a second district where black voters will be more fairly represented. The Supreme Court decision upholds Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act and empowers pro-voter advocates to continue to fight gerrymandered districts and discriminatory maps in court. The case was Allen versus Milligan. Currently, there are similar lawsuits against redistricting maps in Georgia, Louisiana, and Texas that also could result in redrawn maps and majority black districts. On the eve of the anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in Dobbs that put abortion protections back in the hands of individual states, more than 100 Montana medical professionals have signed a letter calling on Republican Governor Greg Gianforte and Republican lawmakers to stop meddling in people's personal reproductive health care decisions. 106 Montana medical professionals said in the letter put forward by the Committee to Protect Health Care, Montana medical professionals call on our state lawmakers and Governor Gianforte to stop their attacks on our patients' reproductive health and bodily autonomy. Decisions around abortion should be left to women and their trained doctors, not politicians. Saturday marked the one-year anniversary of the nation's high court essentially overturning the Roe v. Wade decision that put abortion protections in place nationwide in 1973. In the year since, several states have enacted new laws severely restricting abortion access, leaving women in some of the states having to travel to receive abortions and other reproductive health care, and some women having to undergo life-threatening medical situations because professionals could not legally attend to their conditions. Abortion remains legal in Montana through the Montana Supreme Court's decision in Armstrong v. State of Montana. That court ruling protects access to abortion based on Montana's constitutional privacy protection. Republican lawmakers this past legislative session passed 8 bills with abortion restrictions. Montana's Republican Governor Gianforte signed 7 of them. Several reproductive health care groups challenged many of the bills almost as soon as they were signed, and Lewis and Clark County District Court Judge Mike Menahan issued preliminary injunctions keeping the state from enforcing the new laws, including a 24-week abortion ban, a ban on dilation and evacuation abortions after 15 weeks, which are the most common type of early pregnancy abortions, a ban on Medicaid-funded abortions, and a bill that prohibits the use of Medicaid for medically necessary abortions. Judge Menahan also enjoined a Department of Public Health and Human Services rule adopted earlier this year that requires Medicaid abortion providers to seek prior authorization and a physical exam for medically necessary abortions in Montana. In Thursday's letter, the healthcare professionals said the legislative session this spring, the first that followed the Dobbs decision, was extremely hostile to patients' rights and called on elected leaders to cease their dangerous attacks on reproductive health, including access to abortion. From allowing anti-abortion healthcare providers to refuse to provide care, to challenging the legal precedent protecting access to abortion under Montana's state constitution, these extremist attempts to restrict and even ban abortion outright cause grave concern for medical professionals, they wrote in the letter. A February poll found that 6 in 10 Montanans believe that abortion should be legal in many or all circumstances and said the laws passed and signed this session were out of touch with Montana citizens. Kalispell Family Medicine physician Kelly Berkram said, "There are just so many reasons why a woman might choose an abortion or have to have an abortion, and it's not for outside people to make that decision for them. It's not a judgment that other people should have, and if politicians and people outside of healthcare can dictate this, what else are they going to tell us that we have to do or can't do? Women are being forced to put their health, future fertility, and very lives on the line because of the views of a few extremist politicians. We don't have to accept this in Montana." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.